As the company started in 1948, Mr. Paul Patz designed a link to go along with his barn cleaner. That's how the company started, and from there it progressed on to feed handling equipment, silo unloaders, conveyors, feeders, things like that. Further progressed into manure handling equipment with manure pumps and things like that, and more recently now, TMR mixers have been our large product.
Talk a bit about the TMRs. You've got a couple models on display here.
Yes, we do. We started with the mixers in the mid-80s, actually, with tumble-style mixers. Then we started with auger-style mixers. We had three auger mixers, four auger open-top-style mixers. And more recently, now the vertical mixers have taken over the market, and we've been manufacturing and selling the vertical-style mixers for 10 years.
What's the advantages of the vertical?
The vertical has a number of advantages. Simplicity is probably one of the biggest ones. It's very simple. There's no drive chains, no V-belts. A lot less bearings. It's very simple drive line into a vertical or into a planetary gearbox, and it also has the ability to mix all the different rations that are out there.
Did you ever think that the mixers would catch on the way they have? I mean, I think about 20 years ago, nobody thought about this. This is a rarity.
About the early 80s is when it started catching on. People were realizing that the way a cow digests her feed, if we blend all the feeds together and give her a consistent ration, she's going to be more efficient and have less incidences of sicknesses and produce more milk.
So when looking at a mixer wagon, what are the key elements to consider?
Well, the vertical style mixers have really taken over the market, like I said before, because they can do all the different style rations that are out there. At Pat's, there's three things we want to accomplish with our vertical mixers. We want to be able to mix all the different rations that are out there. We want to be able to completely clean out. So after the ration's done, the mixer wagon is empty. So your next ration has different ingredients. We don't want to mix and match that type of thing. And we want to be able to mix small loads. A lot of dairies have maybe a steam up group or a small dry cow group with a small amount of feed in it. So we have to be able to mix that load as well. And we're pleased to say we can do all three of those things.
And talk about your dealer network out there.
Pat's is, like as I mentioned before, it's a family owned company. One of the original ones left a U.S. manufacturer in Wisconsin here that's manufacturing all our own products, and our dealer network, of course, is all over the U.S. and Canada and international as well.
How has the company evolved? I mean, we talked about you started out with the barn cleaner, and you still make barn cleaners.
Yes, we do. The traditional farmstead style equipment, the gutter cleaners, the silo unloaders, the feed conveyors, and the feeders, which are still core products for us. There's many dairies that still are traditional stanchion-style barns that utilize those products, but obviously as expansions have happened, the larger dairies are utilizing the TMR mixers as we have discussed, and also the new manure handling equipment that we have too.
Talk a bit about the manure handling equipment.
Manure handling most of the new equipment is in the area for the freestyle barns, cable alley scrapers. For cleaning the freestyle barn alleys, we have sand shuttle boxes for the customers that use sand to take the sand through the channel in the center of the barn to the manure pumps. And our new Tundra pump line is able to handle sand-laden manure.
And that's a very corrosive element. So, I mean, you've got to have a tough pump to handle this.
Yeah, very much so, yes. Yeah. Sand is very abrasive, and it's really the gold standard for the cows. I mean, very comfortable for the cows. They do very well with it, but it creates handling issues for the farmers, and the Tundra style pump is designed for that, to handle that sand laden manure to pump it out to storage.
Now, if people would like more information on Pat's,
go to our website, patscorp.com, and you'll find anything and everything you need out there.